Good morning, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernall. It's great to be back this morning in Richland Center under sunny skies. We're sitting at 72 degrees. Forecast does say it'll be 93 today and much hotter the next few days. We'll keep an eye on that. In the news this morning, a landowner informational meeting is planned for this Thursday, July 16th. At the Phoenix Center in Richland Center to discuss the Bell Center Columbia Sugar Creek, Illinois, Wisconsin state line 765 kilovolt transmission project. The event is being sponsored by potentially impacted landowners of the Richland County Landowners Outreach Team and will include presentations by Tennille Osthoff and Rob Danielson.
I'm working with a group of potentially impacted landowners in Richland County specifically who have put on two of these. This would be the second one. The first one we did was in Boaz, and that did towns that were west of where we sit. And went very good turnout, a lot of discussion. We don't have, I'm not paid for any of this. I just do this. I'm a retired university professor. I can read the analysis. I can, you know, look at the legal writing and stuff. And so I'm, you know, trying to do what I can to make sure that good decisions are being made. But basically, our meeting will be, it's a presentation, a slideshow. We'll stop and do any questions that people have. And there are always a lot of questions. We will focus on the people who are most affected, which would be the directly impacted. So we'll take those questions and entertain those. But it's a larger facility. The Phoenix Center is a larger facility. So there will be some extra seating in there and elected officials and people from the public. And it doesn't just have to be existing transmission lines because they might decide to go off course. And this would be people who would be caught completely blindsided by it.
Discussion at the informational meeting will primarily revolve around landowner interests, but members of the general public are also welcome to attend. While those involved in the design and development of the transmission project will not be in attendance, Rob Danielson encourages the public to take action and speak out.
There are some actions that people, listeners, can take. You obviously come to the meeting on July 16th, but you can also email the developer. They provided an email address here to Representative Kurtz and asked to be, number one, placed on their mailing list to receive all information. So if you're basically any person between, you know, Bell Center, we'll call it Gaze Mills, Wisconsin, and Beloit, Wisconsin, you need to get on this mailing list because, number one, we want to demonstrate to the developer that there is concern, and number two, you're not going to get, at this point, not going to get any information unless you do that. And while you're in this email, and the email address is, it's connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T, at M-G-S Wisconsin, spelled out completely, mgswisconsin.com.
Expected to span nearly 200 miles, the transmission line route could travel from Bell Center in Crawford County through Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties before connecting to the Columbia substation near Portage, then continuing south and terminating at the Sugar Creek substation near the Illinois border. The City of Richland Center is currently seeking a civic-minded resident to fill a vacancy on the park board. Our local parks, trails, and recreational facilities are vital assets that enhance the quality of life for everyone in our community. By joining this board, you can play a central role in advocating for these outdoor spaces and ensuring they continue to serve the needs of all residents. Community involvement is the cornerstone of local government, and your unique perspective can help drive meaningful improvements to our city's park system. As a member of the park board, you will act as a dedicated steward of our community's recreational programming and infrastructure. The role involves guiding the future development of public spaces, reviewing project proposals, and providing leadership on decisions that impact Richland Center's natural and recreational resources. We're looking for individuals who use our local parks and are passionate about maintaining vibrant, accessible, and high-quality environments for families, athletes, and nature enthusiasts alike. This opportunity is designed to fit into a busy schedule. with meetings held just once a month on the fourth Monday at 5 p.m. This consistent but manageable commitment allows you to make a direct and lasting impact on local policy without a heavy time burden. If you are a citizen of Richland Center, ready to contribute your ideas and leadership to the future of local government, we encourage you to bring your passion to the table. Interested residents should submit an expression of interest or a committee application to the Recreation Department. For more information or to apply, please contact the Recreation Director, Jody Meaden, by calling 608-647-8108, extension 7. Additionally, you can visit the City of Richland Center website to download a membership application or stop by the department office in the Community Center to pick one up in person. The Richland County Executive and Finance Standing Committee will meet Tuesday at 5 p.m. in the County Boardroom in Richland Center. Key topics for discussion include critical infrastructure projects such as the Tri-County Airport roof repair and the development of a comprehensive capital plan. The committee will also consider structural changes, including the creation of an ad hoc new jail committee and a new committee to assist in forming an EMS ambulance district, as well as renaming the Public Safety Standing Committee. Administrative and financial matters are also prominent, featuring the evaluation process for the county administrator, the establishment of a backup administrator memorandum of understanding, and the creation of a new economic support lead position. Other agenda items include the transfer of an LWCF grant and property to the Richland School District, budgeting and overhead reviews, and the cancellation of stale tax certificates and checks. Additionally, the committee will review health insurance options, evaluate mandatory versus non-mandatory services, and may enter a closed session for legal strategy regarding potential litigation. Saturday afternoon, the Iowa County Communications Center received a 911 call reporting a possible drowning at Blackhawk Lake Recreation Area in the town of Highland. Deputies from the Iowa County Sheriff's Office, Highland EMS, Highland Fire, Cobb Fire, Cobb First Response, Wisconsin DNR, and MedFlight were dispatched to the scene. When first responders arrived, the individual, a 16-year-old male, had already been removed from the water by bystanders. EMS personnel immediately began patient assessment and treatment. A MedFlight helicopter responded to the scene where the flight physician and flight nurse also evaluated the individual. The individual ultimately refused any further medical treatment or transportation. Although the initial 911 information indicated CPR may have been in progress, responders later confirmed that CPR was not performed. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office would like to recognize the quick actions of the bystanders who assisted prior to the arrival of emergency responders, as well as the coordinated response from all public safety agencies involved. Also, Iowa County. The Iowa County Communications Center managed a busy day of reports Sunday, ranging from vehicle fires to arrests on outstanding warrants. The day began with a report of a UTV on fire in a field in the 1900 block of Black Oak Road, which drew responses from the Hollandale Fire Department, Hollandale First Responders, Barneville DMS, and Iowa County deputies. The fire was successfully extinguished with no reported injuries. Motorcycle accidents were also a point of concern. Later in the afternoon at 2:38 p.m., authorities responded to a crash near the intersection of County Road P and County Road I, where responders from the Highland Fire Department and Highland EMS found no injuries. Shortly after, at 3:09 p.m., another motorcycle accident occurred near the intersection of Morrill Road and U.S. Highway 14. This incident involved the Arena Fire Department and Arena EMS, and one patient required transportation to a hospital for further medical evaluation. Emergency services were called out again at 4:28 p.m. for a fire in the 100 block of Kittleson Crest Lane in the village of Barneveld. The Barneveld Fire Department, Barneveld EMS, Barneveld Police, and Iowa County deputies addressed the scene, extinguishing the fire. The day concluded with law enforcement activity as the Iowa County Communications Center was notified at 10:59 p.m. that Platteville police had taken 28-year-old Salvador Antonio Ayala Mendoza into custody on a valid Iowa County warrant. An Iowa County deputy met with Platteville officers to transport Ayala Mendoza to the Iowa County Jail for booking.